This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Listening to MUT Radio News in isiZulu and English with Sneziwe Majola.
Making headlines this hour. MUT Radio celebrates World Radio Day with the rest of the world and life-saving SA warns beachgoers after another drowning in KwaZulu-Natal. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. On 13th of February 2025, the university's radio station joined the rest of the world and celebrated the annual World Radio Day. The day was designated by UNESCO in 2011 to celebrate radio broadcasts, improve international cooperation among radio broadcasters, and encourage decision makers to create and provide access to information through radio, including community radio stations. The 2025 World Radio Day theme was a century informing, entertaining, and educating. For its part in the celebrations, the MUT Radio lined up a fantastic program, which one of the authorities described as a great program. All its shows incorporated the elements of climate change education and awareness. In other news, Life Saving South Africa has issued a fresh warning to beachgoers following another drowning in KZN. The organization's Daya Sudruth says a search began on Friday night for a man who believed to have drowned at Durban's Point Beach. Sudruth says that the drowning report came through after lifeguards had closed the beach to bathers. The 25-year-old's body was found yesterday. Sudruth says she can't caution people enough about the danger of swimming at beaches after hours. Meanwhile, Kwadukuza officials have temporarily closed Willard Beach in Balito due to safety concerns. The municipality says a sewer overflows was detected on Friday morning. Officials have advised bathers to use other beaches while teams work to resolve the issue. And finally, Matema Kavu Moremi, the powerful powerhouse vocalist who stole South Africa's heart on Idol South Africa, is gearing up to release a soul-stirring gospel project that speaks of faith, gratitude, and God's perfect timing. After nearly a decade of waiting, listening, and growing, Matema will release her album titled Heart of Gratitude, an album that is more than just music, it's a testimony. Gava's path to Heart of Gratitude wasn't rushed. She has spent years performing, living, and waiting on divine instruction before returning to the studio. After taking down her previous album because it doesn't feel like it was for her heart, she focused on her journeys as a mother, a wife, and a performer, trusting God that would reveal the right time, and that time has arrived. Invincible. In your weather updates in KZN this morning, I'm going to give you your highs and lows. Durban is sitting on high 27 and low 23, Ascot high 24 and low 15, Jancastle high 23 and low 13, Iqobo high 28 and low 15, Goxted high 26 and low 13, Ladysmith high 26 and low 15, Margate high 27 and low 22, Moriva high 24 and low 15, Newcastle high 19 and low 13, Pietermaritzburg high 28 and low 16, Potchefstroom high 27 and low 22, Richards Bay high 28 and low 24, Richmond high 28 and low 15, St. Lucia high 28 and low 25, Lundi high 26 and low 19, Underberg high 22 and low 12, Fryhead is sitting on 21, that is high and low 16 degrees Celsius, and I kindly warn you to stay cool of these weather conditions. Let's quickly recap your top stories this hour. MUT Radio celebrates World Radio Day with the rest of the world and a life-saving SA warns beachgoers after another drowning in KZN. That is all for now. Reporting live from MUT Radio, I am Sineziwe Majola.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.